Lesson 37, Number of Antichrist. This lesson begins on page 282 of your book. This audio text version does not contain the reading of any listed footnotes. People who have very little knowledge of the topic of the Antichrist will still know the number associated with his name, the number 666. Over the years, there has been much speculation over the meaning of the number, and to what it pertains. I've read theories where persons have asserted that adding up the letters of his name will total 666. Both the Greek and Hebrew languages have only one set of characters, which are used for both words and numbers. English uses one set of characters for letters, and another for numbers. So, the Hebrew or Greek languages could work, as any name would also have a value. But, as you will soon discover, this theory is completely wrong. To begin covering the most sought-after topic, for discovering the identity of the Antichrist, I will begin with the actual verse which mentions the number of the beast. Listen to Revelation, chapter 13, verse 18. Here is the wisdom. Let him, who has understanding, calculate the number of the beast. The word here is, hodeh, and means, at this place, location. The word for wisdom is, sophia, and means, insight, understanding. The word insight is defined as an understanding of the true nature of something. John is telling us to examine the verse closely, for it contains insight into the true nature of calculating the number of the Antichrist. Make no mistake, this verse is of the utmost importance when attempting to unmask the biblical son of perdition. The next part of the verse explains that understanding is required to calculate the number of the beast. The word for has is ekon, and means to have, to hold. The word for understanding is nun, and means the God-given understanding of a person's mind to reason. The word reason means the power of comprehending, inferring, or thinking, especially in orderly rational ways. So, John is telling us the exercise of some intellectual energy is required to determine the meaning of the number 666. Look now at the word calculate. The Greek word is sephizeto, and means to reckon, calculate, compute. This word is used just this one time in Scripture, so the meaning must be carefully considered, as there is no other biblical context from which to draw its meaning. The word reckon means to think of someone, or something, as being specified. The word compute means to determine, especially using numerical means. The word calculate means to reckon, by exercise of practical judgment. We can thus deduce that John is telling us the number 666 must specify something, using numerical means. And that the meaning can be found via the exercise of practical judgment. The word for number is arithmon, and means a fixed and definite number. So, it is not a symbolic gesture or analogous indicator of his identity. It's a real number. The word for beast is therio, and means a wild animal, a brute. Just as a wild animal does pretty much what it wants without the application of reason, so will it be with the Antichrist. I'm certain this aspect of his behavior only comes to light following his being indwelt by Satan. I doubt he would have succeeded in business in the style he has by behaving in such a manner. The evidence suggests his business acumen is such that people genuinely like him, and working alongside him is not an issue. I cannot emphasize enough that the true meaning of Scripture is not determined by man's opinion. The Bible tells us in plain language that biblical prophecy is not subject to one's own interpretation, but rather by men moved by the Holy Spirit, speaking from God. Therefore, if God hasn't revealed the meaning of the prophetic passage, then it isn't permissible to just make something up that seems to fit. That meets the basic definition of taking the Lord's name in vain. That's precisely why I make frequent use of the dictionary when defining the root word which is used in Scripture. Let's now listen to the rest of the verse, Revelation, chapter 13, verse 18. For it is indeed a man's number, and the number of it, is 666. What you are seeing, is the exact word-for-word translation from the original Greek language. This second half of the verse, gives us several clues to determining what exactly is, the number of the beast. The word for, it is estin, and is a form of the basic Greek verb to be. So, we have our first clue, the number itself, describes an it. The word for indeed, is gar, and is used to express cause, to explain. The word for man's, is, anthropou, and means humankind. If the author wished to express the idea of one person, he would have used the word honor, for man, or gyne, if he instead, wanted to specify a woman. We have our second clue, the number was created by man. John goes on to tell us, that the number of it, is 666. The word for, of it, is, autou, and is a third person, personal pronoun. Thus, it can be defined as him, her, or it. In order to know exactly what John intended, we must examine the verse closely, to determine its context. This is where the first half of the verse comes into play. We must apply some rational reasoning to the problem, to solve the riddle, which we find before us. Stop for a moment, and consider what is a number, created by man. First off, don't think of the numerals themselves. The Bible tells us, that God Himself created all the languages. Adam and Eve were created with the ability to speak. So, it makes sense, God isn't discussing numbers. He's telling us, to examine the meaning man associates, with those numbers. We need to examine, what man created meaning, can be derived from the number 666. We know the number is used to identify the Antichrist. So, we must consider what sort of a number, John is telling us about. When we think of a number created by man, which can be used for identification, we can make a fairly long list. The one number that jumps to mind is social security numbers. Every legal citizen in the US has one. But, social security numbers contain 9 digits, not 3. And, if we add up all possible numbers, the highest value we can obtain is 81. Adding up 9 nines together, equals, 81. If we add up the individual numbers as they are grouped, we can get to 666. For example, let's use the following social security number, 111-01-0554. 111 plus 1 plus 554 equals 666. While this is certainly a possibility for the Antichrist, I don't think this is the meaning for the number in Revelation. Social security numbers are private and highly protected forms of identification. We are likely to never know a person's SSN. Plus, it doesn't meet the requirement for the number to refer to a thing, or an it. Telephone numbers have the same limitation, as does social security numbers. For example, home telephone numbers are a man's creation. Depending on country code, phone numbers can have up to a total of 13 digits. 001-901-123-4567. Adding up all of the individual digits, only gets us to 117. 13 nines, only adds up to, 117. Cell phone numbers, can be viewed as part of our personal identity, with each adult generally having one. While these are numbers limited to one person, I don't believe they meet the criteria of the number 666. The world uses all manner of identification cards, driver's license, library card, credit card, company badge, etc. to document their relationship to a specific person. Besides the assigned number on the card, society uses birth dates, PIN numbers, and personal characteristics to assist in determining a person's identity. None of these methods lend themselves to just 3 digits. Now, the three digits themselves, are highly symbolic. The number 6, is the biblical equivalent of man. And, considering every man has three elements to their free will, a number composed of 3 sixes, is a perfect designator for the Antichrist. That's why the Antichrist is going to put that number, or his name, on all who agree to worship him. Recall that John went bodily into the future, to record what he saw with his eyes. Also, realize as you read his descriptions of his visions, they were done with untrained and uneducated eyes for viewing the 21st century. That explains why he used first century language to describe what he saw. You can read his description of a modern attack helicopter. Using this same logic, I don't believe John was discussing tools modern man uses to protect his identity. No, I think John told us exactly what he observed, the number on the headquarters of the Antichrist. I think what John observed was nothing more than an address. And, the number of it, is 666. Just so you know, using the accumulated data gleaned from the associated biblical verses, already gave me the identity of the man who will be soon known as the Antichrist. So, when I did some additional investigation, to determine the address which would be most significant to him, imagine the chills running down my spine, when I saw that his headquarters has the number 666, contained within its address. So, the riddle has been solved, it is the number of it. But, it is also the number of him. Isn't God truly amazing? There can be no doubt as to this man's identity. We have our answer, given to us right out of the pages of the Bible. When you discover the location of this building, do yourself a favor, and study the history of how it came to become property of the Antichrist. Examine the names of the players who were instrumental in his obtaining the property, as well as the timing of when and how he got it. History records that the soon-to-be Antichrist even attempted to change the physical address to disguise its true identity. But, he was prevented from doing so by his business partners. Just as Satan cannot alter God's prophecy, neither can the Antichrist. Only God could have foreseen such a number, prominently displayed on the side of a building, for all the world to see. One day soon, people will be wearing that number proudly, for all to see. Lesson 37, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, Why is wisdom required to determine the meaning of the number 666? Fully explain. Question 2, What type of understanding is required to learn the identity of the Antichrist? Why is this true? Question 3, John advises us to reckon the number of the beast. What is he saying for us to do? Question 4, Discuss why an address is a man's number. Why does 666 work in this case? Question 5, Explain why adding up the value of a person's name is probably not what the Bible is saying. When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 38, Identity Confirmed. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the Chapter 7 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 38, Identity Confirmed. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 38, labeled 7.38, Identity Confirmed, to hear the next lesson.